From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
Every father wants his baby girl to be healthy and happy. When one father saw the possibility of this being taken away from his little girl, it drove him to create a foundation that not only benefits his daughter, but others like her. On this week's edition of Sharing the Love, we highlight the Mika Bears Deaf Support for Children. Stay with us. At the age of one, Azara Mika Ferguson lost her hearing. As she grew older, her father Andre Ferguson realized that he was unable to find spaces where Mika could participate in the same experiences and activities as other children. This led him to create that space himself. He envisioned for his daughter and others like her a safe environment where they could learn to interact with not only other deaf children, but also their hearing siblings. And so began Mika Bears. Mika Bears is a 7-year-old independent community-based charity which started in London, England. It provides specific support for approximately 700 deaf children and their relatives. Currently, plans are being pursued to have another location here in Jamaica. Founder and Chief Executive Officer of Mika Bears Deaf Support, Andre Ferguson, tells us more about the foundation.
The organization was started when my daughter lost her hearing. She was about 15 months at the time. From that became Mika Bears Deaf Support. Now provide activities for deaf children and their siblings. It's basically a safe haven for families, for parents and carers to take children with a hearing impairment so they can play, learn, develop and grow in a safe, functioning environment. The idea behind Mika Bears Jamaica is to provide the exact same activities, the exact same facilities and the exact same safe haven for the families of Jamaica with a hearing impaired child or children.
Mika Bears uses available local facilities to host group activities for deaf children and their hearing siblings. This helps the children to build confidence, discipline, and improve overall health and life skills. It also helps parents and family members to have a more enriched and fortified relationship with their deaf child.
At Mika Bears, we do a range of activities. We're not limited to any activity per se, but at the moment we do football, swimming, performing arts, and we also have a sign language school, which is exactly what we want to replicate in Jamaica.
One other service that Mika Bears provides is that of advocating for the rights of deaf children.
With every deaf child or every child with a disability as such, they all have rights and things that they're entitled to. Unfortunately, most of these parents, in my experience, don't always know what these rights are. And you find that deaf children or children with a disability are marginalized. So what Mika Bears does is we provide these children, these families with the information they need, and we become the voice for them when they cannot speak.
Founder and CEO of Mika Bears Deaf Support was born and raised in Jamaica, but has been living in London for over 16 years. Opening Mika Bears in Jamaica is one way of giving back to the land of his birth.
Jamaica's home, so we need to provide the same exact opportunities for the deaf children of Jamaica that children across the world get. And it is my passion. My child is Jamaican heritage, and I need to provide her, give her the same example, and the deaf children within Jamaica the same opportunities that my child might be afforded.
By the end of this year, Mika Bears hopes to be fully operational in Jamaica, so listen out and let's support our children with hearing disabilities in whatever way we can, so they may be empowered, confident, and feel loved. Until next week, I'm Casita Irving, daring you to share the love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.